Yuzhu Wang, that was really, really exciting. I feel breathless having listened to it. How do you feel?
I'm holding my breath too. It's such a beautiful, gorgeous piece.
When did you first hear this piece and when did you first play it?
I first encountered this piece when I was 12. It's a recording of Horowitz and Ormandy conducting, and just fell in love with it and tried to attempt it to play, to learn it when I was 15. But I think I'm trying to erase the first time when I played it because it was pretty traumatic. It's such a huge, tremendous work. And I'm so happy for this week because it is, in a way, I still feel like Philadelphia is my home because I've been here. I lived here alone for 6 years in Curtis when I went to school. And the Philadelphia Orchestra just got that sound for Rachmaninoff, which is so special and so heartwarming. And to play under that, it's... And of course, Yannick is fabulous. So it's quite a treat this week for me emotionally.
It's technically difficult and it's full of all these emotions. Mm. Are there any particular parts that are especially challenging?
It is challenging, but it's in a way like if I'm so immersed in it, I feel so wrapped around with this beauty and this emotion and also his harmonies are just so luscious and how everything is progressed chromatically. There's lots of inner voice. I think he borrowed a lot or stealed a lot from Chopin. And I guess all the keyboard composers are a bit like that. And it fits the hands actually very comfortably because I guess it's good for himself. And
well, he had big hands, I understand.
He did, but his playing is so has such clarity and in terms of contrapuntally and just the simple sound wise. And also it's not easy to play together with orchestra. There's so many little inner details. And Yannick is very on top of everything. And of course, every musician in this orchestra is amazing. I mean, some of them are my chamber teachers when I was at school. So I was, it's really, I don't know, it's like playing with friends. It's nice.
I was going to say, yeah. You've recorded this.
Yes.
And you've played it a number of times. Mm-hmm. What is it like playing it this time with Philadelphia? Are you constantly discovering new things about it?
Definitely. I think this music evolves with your personal state of mind, personal emotional state, for sure. And right now, I just finished a long tour, and it is lots of... I mean, the more experience I have, it seems like this piece receives that and gives it back. And this particular one, like I said earlier, is just extremely magical or special for me because my affiliation with Philadelphia. And also... I mean, from the first sound they start to play, because there's first two measures, the orchestra starts and then I come in and I hear the sound of Philadelphia Orchestra. I'm like, okay, I'm in the right place. I mean, home-wise, I'm like, musically, I'm home. You know, this is so their stuff. And every time when the big theme, you know, glorifying theme comes back, the strings got those sounds, you know, with their slides and everything. I'm just like, wow, this is just so satisfying. It's amazing. I played this so many times, even with a recording, which I recorded with Simon Bolivar and Dudamel, and in Venezuela, in Caracas. And it's a very youthful, fiery recording. But to have this, some special stuff that Philadelphia Orchestra has, you know, it's... I don't know, I feel like I'm really blessed this week. Yeah.
I think the feeling's mutual. Everybody seems pretty happy.
It's always nice to be back in Philly, honestly, yeah.
I was following you on Twitter.
Okay.
And I saw one of the things you tweeted was, emotion combined with artist discipline is the rarest thing in the world. Mm. And does Rachmaninoff kind of illustrates that combination of emotion and discipline?
Definitely. I mean, his music sounds very kitsch or sentimental, but the way he played it, everything is so noble, and you only think of music and everything's clarified. It has to come from some kind of inner discipline in his personality, in his character. So yeah.
And when you're practicing it, you need discipline, I suppose.
I guess, yeah, that's part of a very essential part for being a musician. if you want to be good at anything. I think being disciplined and creative and daring is probably the most important stuff.
What are your favorite things to do when you're not performing or playing the piano?
I'm a shopaholic. I love shopping. And I love films. I love reading. And I cannot tell you how much I love Apple products.
Apple products?
Yeah. I have everything.
You seem so engaged and interested in the world, and it's great to have somebody like you be kind of an ambassador. It seems that you're comfortable in different worlds, the world of classical music, which has a lot of tradition and a lot of older people, but you also have this youthful energy and enthusiasm, and I think it's exciting for the future of classical music to see those two worlds come together.
Yeah, for me, there's no dichotomy there. So if you put a bunch of biologists in a meeting and you throw a physicist in there, and usually what's come up, the greatest, the brightest ideas that's most creative probably come from the physicist because he's out of the circle. So I feel like I have to draw lots of inspirations from something that's not from music. Not just music, because it is a very small pond. I could be a little small fish in a small pond or big fish, but it is very small. And it is not what life all about. But of course, music is my life. So it has this contradiction there, but not really a contradiction. It's just a concept that I need to make my life as colorful and as enjoyable and joyful or sad or anything, like music, yeah.
That life experience then goes into your music?
In a subconscious way, yes. Yeah, it makes the experience of playing the music much more enjoyable as well.
And another thing I read on your Twitter was create art we can relate to. And this is something that whether you know a lot about classical music or not, when you hear Rachmaninoff played, it's something that just touches you.
Yeah. This guy knows how to write music. He knows how to melt hearts with his music. I mean, before, of course, Tchaikovsky is like that. Rachmaninoff or Chopin. It's what I called like people's music. You just hear it. It's like a language on its own. You don't need any translation, like analysis or whatever. You just get it. It's that's what music is. It's another language, yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.